This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're just despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate so much the time that you guys spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being, and I mean truly being, not kind of sort of being, but truly being part of the conversation. I know there's a whole bunch of other shows you could be listening to, but you have chosen this one, and I do appreciate that more than you know, you know. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. If you got something you want to say and you don't want to be on the air, you know, otherwise call in 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do get a kick out of what some of you guys say to me. You don't want to hear your voice on the radio. Well, you know, I got to listen to mine. You can at least listen to yours from time to time. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And I just, you know what, I want to jump all over. Yeah. CNN poked me this weekend. And I don't mean like they poked me like, you know, Joe Messina said, Joe Messina did. They didn't just poke me. They poked a boatload of you guys. And I noticed, I always get a kick out of it, I noticed very few people wanted to engage or get involved or say anything. And when you really think about what they said, what they did, how they poked you, you know, all right, so let me just do this and get it over with. Because if it doesn't infuriate you, CNN claimed that the Easter story wasn't about Jesus. It was about the Me Too movement. And hold on a second. God, I hate computers. It's about the Me Too movement. I am trying to beat my brains out in how they could possibly, how much crack they had to smoke to possibly pull the claim that the Easter story really isn't about Jesus. It's really about the Me Too movement. Now, they published the article on Friday, and they didn't publish it in their opinion section. So let's just be honest about it. When you don't publish it in your opinion section, then you're saying it's fact, basically. So, the article, I don't know if it was a CNN scholar. I'm trying to, you know, I've looked at this twice, and I'm looking at it again and going, okay, maybe I missed something here. Maybe these were scholars that we're talking about the time of year and what was going on there, and this is why it's a Me Too. Can you imagine a Me Too movement back in the days of Jesus or before? Right? What the left conveniently forgets is the fact that yes, women were treated poorly. I mean, think about it. Think about what was going on in the Muslim religion. Right? I mean, come on, lay it out the way it is. Even in the pagan religions, women were treated poorly. Now, they go on to say the reason the Easter story is so Me Too is that the men refused to listen to Mary Magdalene. She was publicly smeared as a whore. And when she emerged as the celebrated advocate, powerful men tried to silence her because she threatened their status, according to the article. But even through all that adversity, she persisted. But let's just be honest about it. She was a whore in that day because she wanted to be. Nobody sold her into prostitution. Okay? The men refused to listen to her. It wasn't that they refused to listen to her. See, somebody must have read this story, took about, I don't know, a dozen hits off a crack pipe and decided this is what it meant. So the men refused to listen to her story, right? And it wasn't they couldn't believe that Christ had risen. They were having a hard time. Of course they went down to check it out. What do you think they're going to do? Throw back a few beers and sit there, well, thank God he's risen. Good job, Mary. Thank you for checking. It was unbelievable. And it wouldn't have mattered whether it was a guy coming back. And even when the men, see, this is the part they always forget, even when the men in the upper room told Timothy that he was there, what did he say? I mean, Thomas, what did he say? The men told him, and he goes, I don't believe it. So what was he doing? Was he putting the men down in the room? Maybe he had too much crack. I don't know. And when she emerged as the celebrated advocate, what does that mean? What does that mean? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. You mean when it turned out that she was right, they celebrated, not the fact that she was right, because it's not about her. It's not about any of them. It's about Christ. The raising from the dead was about Christ, not about the person who found him. And who were the powerful men that tried to silence her? The other apostles? Where exactly did they, see, they don't call it out. Where exactly did they try to silence her? Mary Magdalene was the leader of the Me Too movement. She hung around at the feet of Jesus. She took care of every guy around there. Not because she was browbeat, because she believed it was the right thing to do. And they're holding her in high esteem. Why? Because she was the first person. Now, here's the irony behind all this. They're holding her in high esteem because she was the first person to see this Jesus that they don't believe in. I'm sorry, who's the sick one? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit parkdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, I always appreciate the calls that we get during the show. But the only thing I'm like doing is I like staying on topic. So we have someone holding that wants to talk about immigration. Call back. I'm not going to break the CNN story to talk about immigration right now. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. And I'll hit immigration because I got a lot more to say about it in the next hour. You know, head up to the website, therealside.com. I keep forgetting to do this. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, lots you can do, buy the coffee cup, helps us out. You can be a member of Patreon, which is our insiders club. I put things up there that you won't see anywhere else, but you have to be a member of the club to see them. And the ones that are already up there, I do appreciate it. Also, take the link, send them to your friends. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Seriously. Because I want you to, get involved. I want you to be engaged. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. All right, back to the Me Too movement on Easter. We're going to rename Easter, according to CNN, to Me Too. They really actually, they stuck me with a red-hot pen over the weekend. Because they tried to say that Easter, you know, Easter is about one thing. And actually, it's not even Easter. Some of us call it Resurrection Day. And I'm not going to get into the whole theological stuff around why I don't call it Easter and why I think some people shouldn't either. But on Resurrection Day, it is about one thing. It's about Jesus Christ rising from the dead. It has absolutely nothing to do with the Me Too. It has absolutely nothing to do with, matter of fact, it has nothing to do with Jesus being treated badly or not being accepted. It has to do with his resurrection, period. End of discussion. No more ink required. It's really that simple. Simple. But CNN, all of a sudden, I don't know if they found a scholar. I don't know where they found a scholar. But the scholar says, hey, here's the deal. It was a woman, not a man, that was the first person to preach an Easter sermon. Really? Okay. I guess he was there. Right? And he pulls out the scripture out of Luke that says, but they did not believe the woman because their words seemed to them like nonsense. I want you to think about something. Whether it's a lady or a guy, comes running into the room and says, oh my God, he's not there. There's no body in the tomb. It's risen. He's not there. What would you do? You'd say, honey, did you take your Valium this morning? Right? I mean, seriously, prove to me you took your medication. I can't even listen to you like you're crazy. That's human nature. You're telling me that somebody that was dead, that I helped lay in the tomb, that I helped wrap in a cloth, and he rose again, and right, okay, come on, whose crack were you smoking? But they don't take it. What they take it to mean, and it shows you how twisted they are, how they take it to mean is that they wouldn't believe her because she was a woman. No, they wouldn't believe the human who came in spouting that somebody had risen from the dead because it was impossible. Technically, or even dead 3 days, three nights, should have been rot setting in at that point. I guess they were there because they go on to say the men refused to listen to her story. She was publicly smeared as a whore. No, she wasn't smeared. She was a whore. Some scholars say no. Some say yes. Doesn't really matter. Right? I mean, here's the thing. You can't even call a prostitute because you're shaming her. Well, why is she in the profession? If it's a shameful profession and you can't say it, do you feel the same way about a teacher or a hairdresser or a cashier without a shame to say, are we cashier shaming them? Are we haircutting shaming them? No. Oh, God. Even though she wasn't, the article says, even though she wasn't a leader of the Me Too movement, she brought awareness, right? Because in those days, they had no clue how women were treated. I'm sure it was hidden behind news stories. Man, this is where young people shouldn't be writing stories like this. They have no clues to the history. They have no clues to what was going on. They pick and choose and cherry pick what they want to use in these stories. Right? Hers was a viral campaign raising awareness about sexual assault and harassment against women. No. It was a day of resurrection about Jesus Christ. Period. So CNN, now for the ones that are awake and paying attention, CNN has smeared billions of Christians across the country, around the world actually. Right? Easter Sunday is a celebration of a risen Savior, not an awareness, an original awareness to the Me Too movement. And if you go into the pagan version of Easter, ooh, it's about spring, a new life. Things start to come to life again. How's that Me Too movement? Where is that? Right? Now, they try to soften the blow. You ready for this? See, even Jesus himself was victimized by the same behavior that sparked the Me Too movement. The sexual predatory behavior of men, the intimidation of women, and the orchestrated attempt to silence women who drew too much attention when they spoke up. And the proof, the actual proof, that Easter and the Me Too movement is pretty much part of the same is because Mary Magdalene was slut-shamed for opening her mouth. Really? That's why she was shamed? She really even wasn't shamed. Right? As I said earlier, I'm not trying to beat up the whole hour with this, but this is just too important. Some of you out there who don't think that these things are a big deal, this is how history gets changed. This is how thought processes get changed. This is how these things settle in the young person's mind, and it's hard to get it out. Now, instead of referring to the Bible and reading the story of the Bible, the writer refers to Anne Bancroft, who plays Mary Magdalene in the film Jesus of Nazareth, and how those around her made fun of her. Because as we know, you can't trust the Bible for the truth in what went down with Jesus, but you can't trust Hollywood. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-JOE, real Joe. 855-732-5563. I ask when you call, just stay on topic. Okay? That way there, where I'm not jumping all over the place. And you know, if you want to talk about a particular topic or what have you, wait till I get to it. Unless I have an open mic night. Then you can call about anything you want to. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. We're talking about how CNN has decided that Easter, one of their 19-year-old scholars who may have written a story, is talking about how Easter slash Resurrection Day is the beginning of a Me Too movement. Seriously. No, really seriously. Not joking. This is not an Onion story. Right? They basically summarize, they summarize it up like this. They say that the men didn't listen to a hysterical woman. Right? They had to pull the woman out of her, right? Then they pushed the woman back into the shadows. Definitely what the story says. He discredited the women by calling them bad girls. Now, actually, they didn't discredit women. They spoke about one woman as being a whore, which was her profession. And then using sexual humiliation as a weapon. How? Because they called her out as to what she was? Seriously, Jesus called he called the Pharisees and Sadducees. He called the people, the animals, whatever you want to call them, that were running the marketplace next to the temple. He called them a den of thieves. I mean, he was not a stranger to using these kind of words. Are you upset that he shamed the merchants? Right? Are you upset that he called the Sadducees and Pharisees all kinds of names? I'm just curious. I mean, that didn't seem to bother you that much. Anyway, I don't know how you can possibly, again, unless you take a bunch of hits off the crack pipe, how do you take the Issa story and make it a Me Too story? Right? I mean, this is how upside down these people are. And you cannot take something written 2,000 years ago and try to see it through a modern lens. Try to pull all those stories into today's Me Too type of move. So I'll say politically correct move. There was nothing politically correct about what Jesus was doing in that day. Absolutely nothing. He was going against the power brokers. He was going against the men of faith or the men of God. He was going against the government. Right? Professor of New Testament Interpretation at Westminster Theological Seminary in Pennsylvania said, should we refrain from calling God our Father because some people might have had a sinful, oppressive fathers when they were growing up? Should we stop using he to refer to God because some people will think that God is literally of the male sex? If we allow these concessions, will not others enter into the wings, he says? This is why I said to you, when you look at what's going on, when you look at the way that they approach these, when you look at the way the left paints these pictures, they go to traditional stories. They go to stories like this that are very black and white. And isn't that hard to figure out? And what do? They turn them into a politically correct story of the day. They can't leave it alone. I mean, it's really, that's it. You don't require a college degree to read and understand this. I mean, this person has written over and over and over again here. I mean, this is a pretty long story they've written here. I wonder if I could find their story on Sharia law on women. You think they tore that apart anywhere on CNN? I'm not trying to bring up past stories, but my curiosity is such to where if you want to talk about women being second class citizens and how they've been treated in Islamic nations, where is that? You think this person wrote one of those? Because I don't think so. And we'll put a link up of the story later on, but when you look at it, when you look at how they break down each and every one of these and tie it back to the social injustices of today, you can't do anything but laugh. You can't do anything but look at this and go, my God, I can't believe how far they've gone, how much they've had to twist, how much dope they've had to smoke to try to make this make sense. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, we're back to toxic masculinity again. I know that's the term you guys all love so much. But two professors, I mean, they've actually attacked one of my favorite shows. Two professors have written a new book warning of a trend that they call, ready for this, toxic geek masculinity. And they say the evidence for it is found in the television show The Big Bang Theory, which is a hilarious show. It really doesn't require any brain power whatsoever. And if TV doesn't do anything to influence you, like a lot of the left say, what's the problem? It's just a funny show. Now, these professors in the book, they warn against the show. And they say The Big Bang Theory is emblematic of the worrying trend they call toxic geek masculinity. Now, in the book, when they talk about it in the media as a whole, sexism, trolling, and identity politics, it was written by Bridget... Well, okay, there you go. Why are these books never written by men? Why are they never written in collaboration with men? I mean, it almost seems like the women who hate men are the ones writing these books, and we're thinking they're fine. The book was written by Bridget Blodgett, a professor at the University of Maryland, and Anastasia Salter, who teaches classes on digital culture at the University of Central Florida. Now, though computer geeks are often depicted as marginalized due to their social exclusion, Blodgett and Salter argue that the opposite is actually true, asserting that geeks are aligned with a type of toxic straight white masculinity that is rooted deeply in current culture struggles. Bullpuckies. I mean, these geeks, these technological geeks, they're all over the place with their sexuality. I worked in the business. People I talked to today in the business tell me about it. I think it's hilarious. And because those two wrote it, it has to be true, right? Yeah, they are marginalized. They are a little backwards. They are a little socially inept. They don't do well in large crowds. I worked with these people. It has nothing to do with them being toxically toxic masculinity. Geeks tend to be, technology geeks tend to be a little backwards. Do you know how much time you have to dedicate to that kind of stuff? How much attention you have to pay to detail? How dry you are at times? I was in it. They go on to say that geek masculinity was absence of hyper-masculine qualities and apparent association with the unmasculine trait. Listen, look how they write this stuff. They write this stuff to make you feel like a moron because you can't keep up with it. Why? Because it makes no sense in any universe. See, they're looking. I believe what they do is they believe something to be true, and then they go look for these things. They look for these terminologies. They look for ways to prove themselves right. That's not how science works. The professors note, again, that the unmasculine traits often cast in popular culture as marginalized masculinity, but they make clear that they don't buy this interpretation. They say all this terminologies are false, that actually geek masculinity is not marginalized, they contend. It's instead an inevitable evolution of hegemonic masculinity. These people are stuck on masculinity, aren't they? They must see masculinity in everything. I mean everything. Don't you think that's sickness? If I was you, I'd take my kids out of that class, their class, anywhere near the off that campus. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moltenhau, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
It's a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and thank you so much for being with me this evening. I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and listening, you know, to this toxic masculinity show. I think we should rename it Toxic Masculinity Inc. or something, you know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously. Why do we let them get away with this? I mean, most of them are female professors at colleges, and they're teaching nothing but toxic masculinity. How bad males are, how bad tradition is. I mean, seriously, I don't understand it. All of a sudden, they've decided all this is wrong, and they have no real conclusion. Listen, I want to show you how out of touch these two professors are. Okay? And let's just talk about the Big Bang Theory. And it's toxic masculinity because of all the geeks. It's so toxic. It's so bad. It's so nasty that it holds women in technology in high esteem. It holds women professors in high esteem. It talk, you know, the technology that the women talk about on the show on a regular basis is all the stuff that you would have thought was very geeky in my day of women. And yet in this show, even though there's fun being poked at everybody, male, female, and otherwise, there's also an underlying tone of look at the good these geeks are doing, both male and female. I'm sure some of these, you know, anti-gender people who probably wrote this are having a problem with the fact that there's a lot of, you know, feminine type of things. Like, what was there was one episode when the two college professors, just wanted a day out at Disneyland, and they wanted to feel very feminine. So they got dressed up, when they went to Disneyland, they got dressed up as
princesses, right?
And it was so bad, it was so disgusting, it's so terrible. It took everything away from them being professors. Actually, no, it didn't. It showed the human side of them. It showed the feminine side of them. It showed a side of them that they were fine with. See, the problem with all this is it's not the people living their lives as male and female and going about their day just trying to keep their families moving forward. Why do you people on the far left, and I am talking about you progressive nut jobs, who actually believe that it's wrong to want to be female. It's wrong to want to be male. It's wrong to want to characterize certain things. I know plenty of families, male and female families, where the woman is perfectly happy when dad wants to step up and carry all the heavy groceries in. Is he saying that you can't do it? No, what he's saying is you shouldn't have to do it. My body has a different structure than yours, and it can handle these kind of things better. That's not an I'm better than you thing. That's a I'm built differently. I can make it happen.
I like it when you're my pack
mate. You know? Seriously, I'm constantly amazed that a nicety is always by that far left. It's always turned into a nasty thing. Like we're doing it because we don't think you can. Not true. Right? One of the writers is mad because in one of the episodes, the three geeky male scientists visit a local high school to tout STEM careers. The professor claims that the storyline is actually an example of the empty feminism because the plot doesn't address gender disparities. You know what? I've been in technology 20, 30 years. They make it seem like we push women out of technology, and it's the furthest from the truth. We always embrace them. We want women to come in. We want women to see what the technology world is like. But they don't want to. Why don't you find out why they don't want to? Instead of just thinking that we won't let them in, why don't you find out why they don't want to? I've heard many young girls say it's dull and boring. They're not interested. So you want us to force them? Maybe that's it. Maybe you're so wrapped up in socialism, you want us to force them in. Force them to do a job they don't want to do. I think we should go back to the 70s when everybody was forced to take a few weeks of the different disciplines, wood and electronics and all, and today you would change some of those, obviously. But maybe there's these elective classes that force them to have a week or 10 days or 2 weeks or whatever in the different fields that they'd have to take a look at and find out maybe this is something they might be interested in. But it's not always about sexism. It's not always about, you know, the plot doesn't address gender disparities. You mean the fact that you don't see any women in it doesn't address the fact that there's gender disparities? Or do we have to guess at what gender they are? Maybe that's why it doesn't. I don't know. They've got a lot of us so confused, they don't even know how to address it. And then, on top of that, the professor goes on to say the characters are deeply lacking in self-awareness regarding their roles in the sexist workplace. So think of the miserable existence that these people have because they are constantly thinking about the negatives they bring into society. Except, of course, if you're a woman, in which case there's nothing negative about it, and you're the one that's being beat on all the time, verbally and otherwise. Right? Now, here's the other thing. I didn't even read this far down, and I talked about that one at Disneyland, right? So this, and I'll say it, this nut job professor goes on to say, well, the male scientists bring the two female scientists in to chat with the high schoolers. And the professors insist that the feminist ethos of these female scientists is actually undermined. Why? Because they have a dress on. They're ultra feminine, which takes away from them being scientists. So apparently, if you're feminine, you can't be a scientist.
Isn't that feminine shaming?
What?
Isn't that feminine shaming?
Yeah, I don't even. They so much don't make sense. They really need to move to another planet. They really need to do something. God. They're both terribly concerned that the episode's message about women, or women geeks, ends with the reduction to objects for a masculine gaze. In other words, it doesn't matter what's in their head. It doesn't matter that they've been able to turn some of these girls on to being scientists, because you can still be a scientist, I guess, and be feminine. Or maybe you can't be in the Blodgett and Salter world. Maybe you can't be in that hardcore lefty progressive world. You're not allowed to be feminine in any way, even if you want to be. You know what? Because if you want to be feminine, it's because guys like me have browbeat you to believe in that you have to be a feminist or feminine just because you're a girl. Right, and here, this will set him in a orbit. I knew plenty of tomboys when I grew up in school. Now, some of them, watch the emails that, no, they were just transgender and they didn't know it. No, they just liked doing what we considered at the time boy things. You know what I'm saying? Their book concludes by arguing that toxic geek masculinity is just an inevitable evolution. And, you know, it encompasses masculinity as a whole. Much like the break within the Democratic Party along racial lines in 1948, more traditionally, presenting geeks, white, middle-class, educated men are being pulled towards supporting the traditional power structure. So apparently, if you're a white geek, male, you are the spokesperson for white, middle-class, male dominance. Now, I'm not a well-educated man. Apparently, that's my problem. Right? I mean, think about it. My problem is that because I'm not well-educated, I can't see how well-educated white males who are into technology, of pushing down the woman. Keeping women down. It's just hilarious. You can't even go anywhere with that. It's so stupid. Who's the one you like? She's a real scientist. She used to be a kid.
Blossom. Mayim Bialik.
What?
Mayim Bialik.
Right? Yeah. A real scientist. I wonder how she. I would love to know what she feels about all this. Now, she comes into it. She brings reality to it. She likes, I mean, I've seen pictures of her. She loves being dressed up as a woman, if you would. What does that make her? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Chelsea Handler says that her armed guards don't have semi-automatic weapons. Apparently, there's single-action six-shooters. I can't get any dumber than that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.